Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. It is 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time on August 12th. It's a Wednesday. It's one day before the commencement of the final major of the year, the PGA Championship, to be conducted at Whistling Straits in Kohler, Wisconsin, the dream and then the reality of Herb Kohler, the one of the founding fathers of the Kohler Company, and his chief architect, Pete, and pair of architects, I should say, Pete and Alice Dye, in their late 80s now. This course was their dream a little over 30 years ago. It came to fruition. It came to reality. This will be the third PGA to be conducted in a 12-year period at this golf course. Vijay Singh won the first one in 2004 in a playoff with Chris DeMarco and Justin Leonard. And then Martin Kaymer also won a playoff with Bubba Watson back in 2010. And, of course, it's most notably known for the Dustin Johnson guffaw, if you will, not thinking the bunker that was a bunker on the 18th hole, ground his club, cost him a couple of strokes, and, well, we know what happened from there. That will not happen this time, and there will be no mistakes. Every single player knows that every single sandy spot on that golf course could be and is considered a bunker. Okay, so that's the beginning of our show. We will have our picks, as I always do, for the major championship. I will have my Dirty Dozen, my updated list of Dirty Dozen. That's the 12 greatest players in the world who have yet to win a major, and that could change this week, obviously. A little bit of conversation about last week's event, the World Golf Championships Bridgestone Invitational, and, of course, a strategy for your game. So I will start out, as I always do, by reviewing what happened. Shane Lowry, the Scotsman, wins the World Golf Championship Bridgestone Invitational. What an event for him. And he did it, he did it in terrific style by hitting some dramatically good golf shots the last three or four holes. And basically what he did is he took the door and slammed it and put a lock on it. Didn't let anybody give him a run for his money there at the end. Bubba Watson in contention, Justin Rose in contention, neither of which were able to make enough birdies down the stretch to threaten or even come within three strokes of him. So Shane Lowry, congratulations on a great win last week. Louise Suggs passed away. That's another story that I do want to get into. 91 years old, legendary figure, 61 tournament wins on the LPGA Tour, a founder of the LPGA in 1950, a pioneer in women's professional golf, 11 majors, one of the all-time greats. And what I remember about Louise Suggs has nothing to do with her playing. My mother played with Louise Suggs golf clubs, so let's just say that Louise Suggs probably didn't win very much money on the golf course and probably actually didn't even make a whole lot off the golf course, but she did have an endorsement for golf clubs. I don't remember the brand, to be honest with you, but I know my mother played with Louise Suggs golf clubs. So we will take a moment and remember another pioneer in another sport has left us. And we will miss Louise Suggs and her incredible energy on the golf course and in the world of golf. Okay, now it's time for my Dirty Dozen. And I start out, and there's no order on this, couple of changes from a week ago. Lee Westwood, Jason Day, Matt Kuchar, Henrik Stenson, Sergio Garcia, Dustin Johnson, Ricky Fowler, Bill Haas, Jimmy Walker, Brant Snedeker, Patrick Reed, and 12th is Luke Donald. Very close, but not making it. Again, Billy Horschel and Paul Casey. They're close. And I dropped Mahan. Mahan is out. Donald is in. So that's my dirty dozen. I'd love to hear your dirty dozen. That's the 12 players who are the greatest players in the world this moment who have yet to win a major. One of my criterion is you have to have at least threatened in a major or come really close. And if you haven't, then you're not on my list. Beg your pardon. Now it's on to looking at this PGA Championship for a minute, then I will have my strategy and then my picks. 156 men, 28 major champions. Rory McIlroy is in the field. Tiger Woods is in the field. Phil Mickelson is in the field. So that gives you a little indication that everyone's healthy. 20 club professionals are in this event. None of them will threaten to win the tournament, I will tell you that right now. There will be some good rounds by some of them. I would say no more than three, maybe four, will make the cut. That's it, three or four. We have some really interesting groups. Matt Dobbins, who won the PGA Club Championship to qualify for this, very long striker of the golf ball, will be playing alongside Colin Montgomery, who won the senior PGA last year, so he's in this tournament, and John Daly, the 1991 champion. Sergio Garcia will be playing with Bill Haas and Louis Oosthuizen. Victor Dubuisson, who is close to being really good again, had a little bit of a slump, playing a lot better, playing with Matty Kuchar, who's still in my top 12, but not playing great golf. A little bit better last week at the Bridgestone. He was one of my picks, if you may recall, to win it. They will be playing with Charles Schwartzel. Pardon me. Vijay Singh, the winner here, as I mentioned, will be playing with two former champions, which is what the PGA tries to do. Put former PGA champions together, David Toms, who won at the Atlanta Athletic Club, and Mark Brooks, who won at Valhalla in Louisville. Hunter Mahan, who dropped out of my dirty dozen, playing alongside Lee Westwood, who's still in my dirty dozen, and two-time U.S. Open and two-time British Open champion, the great Ernie Els, and another great group. Now, for a group that there certainly no sleepers in this, all, of course, in my dirty dozen, Jason Day, Dustin Johnson, and Ricky Fowler. Day, Johnson, and Fowler, 8:05, tee number 10 tomorrow morning. Tiger will be playing with Martin Keimer, who, as we discussed, won this event 5 years ago, and Keegan Bradley, who won the year after that at the Athletic Club in 2011. Jimmy Walker will be playing with Tommy Fleetwood and Justin Thomas, the young rookie. That's an interesting group. I look for some really good play out of that those three young men. Davis Love, the winner in 1997, with Darren Clark and Steve Stricker, the native of Wisconsin, who's probably played this golf course more than anyone in the field. Richie Beam, Sean McKeel, Y.E. Yang, all major champions in this event. Adam Scott, Henrik Stenson, and Brooks Koepka. Stenson, of course, is in my dirty dozen. Rory McIlroy, at 120 on tee number one, will be playing with Jordan Spieth and Zach Johnson. Interesting. Jason Duffner winning a couple years ago at Oak Hill in Rochester, New York. with Phil Mickelson, who won at Baltusrol, where they're going to play it next year, and Harrington, Padraig Harrington. Tim Clark, Billy Horschel, and Miguel Angel Jimenez are going to be grouped together. So the PGA of America does a really good job of grouping guys together of like kind, and also, of course, the former champs. Okay, now on for my strategy this week. And my strategy this week is to stay with it and accelerate through the golf ball. You never slap a golf ball. You never hit at a golf ball. You hit through a golf ball. And you do that by staying what I call with it. You know, we've talked about this before. You know, people say keep your head down and keep your eye on the ball. Those are hard things to do. In fact, they're literally impossible to do. But what isn't impossible to do is and understand is to stay with it. So when I say to somebody, stay with the shot, stay with it, you understand that that's part of just keeping through a golf shot. And that goes for any shot on the golf course, your first drive till your last putt. Stay right through the golf shot. Don't be in such a hurry to move through it and look up and find the ball. You'll find it. You'll see it. It'll be good and a lot better. And the key also is to accelerate through the ball. The power in a golf shot is the final third of the swing. So get your hands in position, square the club, and hit right through the golf ball and accelerate all the way through to the end of your finish. And you will hit longer and, most importantly, straighter shots. That is my strategy for today. Okay, now we're at the end of the show. I am going to give you my final picks for the final major of the year. And, of course, because it is a major, I get four picks. I'm taking Bubba Watson, who lost in a playoff here 5 years ago. I can't help myself. I'm taking Jordan Spieth to win his third major of the year. Brant Snedeker breaking through to leave that Dirty Dozen category. And finally, I don't know why, but I just can't keep my eyes off of Sergio. Sergio Garcia, because he is such a great ball striker. And this will prove to be a ball striker's golf course. You have to strike the ball good and keep it out of harm's way. Because if you make a mistake, you will pay a dear penalty. And Sergio is one of the ultimate ball strikers we've had on tour in the last 20 years. So my picks again, Bubba Watson, Jordan Spieth, Brant Snedeker, and Sergio Garcia in the PGA Championship at Whistling Straits, Kohler, Wisconsin, which gets underway tomorrow bright and early. Hope you enjoy it. You folks have a great golfing week. And I will talk to you over the weekend and next week as well. And until then, my email address, for anyone who wants to email me, I get back to everyone. It may take me a day or two, but I will get back to you. The email address is bob@bobgeismar.com. That's bob@bobgeismar.com. So until then, this is Bob Geismar for One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio, saying so long for now.